Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Did you just hear that story that we told from the Bible? Huh? I wanted to ask you this morning, have you ever heard of the expression, the black sheep of the family? Have you ever heard anybody talk like that? Have you heard that? Okay, all righty. I've got a picture here today that shows what that might look like. Okay? Sometimes people think, well, everybody else in the family is one way, and then there's the black sheep of the family, right? And they don't mean that in a good way. Look how that black sheep stands out from all the rest of the sheep, right? All right? The black sheep is the child who's always getting into trouble. It's the child who embarrasses his parents by what he does or says. It's that child who gets grounded all the time because he just can't seem to behave himself, or gets into fights at school, or talks back to his parents. And if a child continues to grow up like that and to be that kind of person, sometimes the family doesn't even want that person around for their family get-togethers, like for Thanksgiving or for Easter, right? They are the black sheep of the family. Well, today Jesus told a story about the black sheep of the family, didn't he? Did you hear it? There was a man who had two sons, right? And the younger son said, I want my money from the family. And he took the money and he ran off and he lived a terrible life. Every sin you can think of, right? He was the black sheep of the family, right? But when he came back to his senses and he realized how wrong he was, did you hear what the father did? Was the father angry at his son? Did the father yell at his son? Did the father punish his son? No, no. But when that son returned, dad welcomed him back into the family, even though he was the black sheep of the family. And not only that, he threw a big party for his son. The son who was the black sheep, he was lost and he came back home, he was found. And he put a nice robe on him and had a ring on his finger and had a big barbecue party for his son. Do you know what that story means? It means that no matter how much we have sinned against God, no matter how much we believe that we are the black sheep, God, our Father, is always ready to take us back when we wake up. And when we realize what we've done and when we're sorry. Because I got another picture. This picture is more what God's family looks like. This is what God's family looks like, right? Because the reality is that all of us are black sheep, aren't we? We have all sinned in our own ways. We all fall short of the glory of God. And in this family, there's only one white sheep. There's only one sheep who is pure and holy and never sinned. And who is that white sheep? It's, more specifically, it is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. The one member of our family who never sinned, and then he died to take our sins away so that we could be welcomed back to the family. So, what does that mean for us? Do you have any black sheep in your family? Maybe it's time to forgive them, to welcome them back home again, just like your Father in heaven welcomes you. Maybe invite them to Easter dinner, back to the family, just like God the Father has loved you and welcomed you back and forgiven you. So let's pray. Dear Father, we confess that we are all black sheep in your family, but we thank you for the one white sheep, the one who was perfect in every way, and yet who took our sins upon himself to pay their price. Thank you, Jesus, for welcoming us back home. Amen. Amen. Thanks. You can go on back to your seats.